today. His name is?
Isaiah.
Nice.
Yeah, good name, Isaiah.
I appreciate it. Thank you so
like
much.
That name. Who are you? What are you all about?
My name is Isaiah Engel. I am a junior at the University of Arizona studying optical engineering currently. I'm part of Young Life. I live in the Young Life house and lead on college life.
Cool. What else do you do? Anything else?
Yeah, I do other things as well. Photography is a big side hobby of mine. That's what you're hinting at.
Yeah. What's your quarter life crisis currently?
My quarter life crisis definitely would be kind of like where I see myself in the future. I'm not entirely sure what I'm going to be doing after college. It's been interesting studying engineering and doing photography on the side. They kind of overlap in the sense that I'm doing optical engineering. So I'm doing a lot of camera designs and lens design,
cool.
But I'm also very passionate about photography and videography. So they kind of overlap, but just in the sense that like I shoot with cameras and I also build cameras. But in terms of like actually career, I don't know what I'm going to be doing, if I'm going to be going into engineering full-time or actually attempting to pursue like photography or videography full-time. So I'd say that's like my quarter life crisis.
Do you think you're leaning in one direction or the other, or just up in the air?
I'm not sure. I just covered my first music festival this last weekend, Dusk, and it was like pretty clear after that I have to at least spend a year, if not five, like pursuing
giving it a shot.
Yeah.
That's
just
so
going
cool.
after it. Yeah.
What was your favorite thing about Dusk? Like, why'd you love it so much?
I'd say the biggest thing that I like really enjoyed about it was it was the first festival where I felt like really in place. I've done a couple other like big photography jobs. I worked for MTV over the summer, and there I wasn't like initially kind of like respected as a videographer or photographer.
At MTV?
Mm-hmm, at MTV, because I was just like, I talked to some random guy and he was able to get me on the team. And so all the other videographers were all out from LA. They're very established. I've been working with these dancers who have millions of followers. Like, so they were extremely established and knew what they were doing. And so I came in with like under $2,000 worth of equipment, and each one of them had over $50,000 worth of gear like on them. Yeah. And so I wasn't like initially respected very much until like the last couple days of MTV, and then they were like, they started to respect me more. But at Dusk Music Festival, I was considered like one of the experts, I guess, in the sense that like a lot of the management would like ask me questions and accept whatever I said as true. And they'd be like, what do you think best for this? And like, how do we get this shot? And what do you think?
That's cool.
And so they were, so it was really cool in the fact that they were just like, let me do whatever I wanted to do and kind of let me take the reins on Dusk. So it was super fun, super fun.
How did you get that, like, gig? Did you just apply
Dusk?
For it?
I started on their social media team through a mutual friend. So I have a friend who's really big in the concert scene, and she does a lot of concerts here in Arizona and around the U of S. And so she was able to get me a part of the social media team. So I made a couple short like Instagram clips for their social media. And after that, they liked those. And so they got me in contact with a guy named JP who runs the Dusk media team. And so I worked for him for Dusk. Yeah.
That's super cool.
Yeah, it was super fun for sure.
So if you go into that type of field, is it a lot about like how you can connect with the people who are running the show or whatever?
Oh yeah, 100%. So the biggest thing, skill definitely matters in photography and videography and the arts, but I'd say equally, if not less important, is the skill, but like more important is like building those connections. And so Dusk was huge for that fact, because I was able to talk to so many artists and just like build a portfolio of artists and people I can reach out to, which was really great.
So you have to like network yourself just as like a businessman.
Yeah, absolutely. Networking is so important in photography and videography for sure.
Did a really good job at Dusk doing it though.
I think it worked out well. And even just like having those names that I shot was like so important because two DJs are coming through tonight who have 40,000 followers on their Instagram. They're like pretty, like starting to get pretty established, and I just sent them a DM like, hey, I'm in town, I just shot so-and-so, and they're like, yes, come through, shoot ours. So that's where I'm actually going tonight.
That's cool.
That's super
cool. Yeah, very excited.
So, how did you get into photography?
Yes, how I got into photography. So this is a super funny story. How I got into photography, but my parents have always been wedding photographers, but I never really took an interest in photography until my freshman year of college, when I broke up with my girlfriend. I actually got into photography out of extreme pettiness. I definitely think I've grown a lot since then. I would like to say I would not have done the same thing, but... freshman year, I broke up with my girlfriend, and she was very into social media, and photography and videography. She didn't do it a lot, but she really enjoyed it. So it was kind of extreme pettiness. I immediately switched my profile on Instagram to public, so she could see everything that I was doing, and then started pursuing photography and videography, and actually really fell in love with it. So I really love it now. And, like, I'm really glad it happened. But it is kind of a funny story how it did happen. I was always set up to, like, pursue photography. Like, my parents being, like, wedding photographers my whole life. But, yeah, that was, like, the start. It was freshman year of college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What have you done? Because you've been shooting for a year now, right?
Just over a year and a half.
So what are all the, can you list all the cool things?
Yeah, I've been able to do a lot with that. I worked for MTV for about 2 weeks doing a international dance festival in Phoenix, which was super fun. I was able to work with Dusk and shoot Dusk. So I shot a lot of big name EDM artists like Elohim, Jai Wolf, Dylan Francis, Cold War Kids. I also went to Thailand for a month and a half, working with refugees from Myanmar, Burma, which was super great as well. Yeah, and a lot of small things too, like helicopter rides. I'm trying to think of what else, but yeah, it's been really fun. It's been really fun for sure.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Do you have, so... after tonight, do you have anything else lined up?
After tonight, no, not currently. I'm behind. Yeah, not currently.
That's okay.
Yeah, I do not have anything currently lined up for photography or videography. But hopefully a lot more concerts, similar to the ones just tonight. Like, I'll be able to start. I made a lot of connections through Dusk with vendors in town, with, like, the Rialto and Fox. Mm. So, became good friends with all the in-house photographers there. So, hopefully I'll be shooting there a lot more often. Which would be really great.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really excited for it. Let's see where it goes.
And also not having anything lined up for the next 2 weeks will give you some time for finals. So.
It will give me time for finals because I really need to do that. I've been to one class this week and it is Thursday night. So, just been editing. They don't listen to this one.
They probably will if it says your name.
Yeah, probably. Oh, well.
Oh, my God.
Are your parents wedding photographers full-time or just on the side, like how you're doing?
Yeah,
right now.
So my mom is a full-time wedding photographer. It's funny. So they, my mom's always been a wedding photographer. She's been doing it for as long as I can remember. But my dad just kind of came along to like help her on the side, I guess, to like hold her equipment and whatnot. And
cute.
Yeah, so that's how he started. And he picked up a camera and would shoot like with her as well. And then they signed up for another company that hires photographers to shoot weddings. And then they take those images and then send them off for someone else to edit. So it's really nice as a photographer because you just go, show up, get paid by the hour, and then go home and you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah.
So my mom signed up as a main photographer for that. And my dad signed up as like a second shooter to shoot with her. But he accidentally signed up as a main photographer.
Oh.
And so he was hired for his own wedding that my mom wasn't a part of. And so that actually jump-started his career as a wedding
photographer.
Nice. That's so cool.
Yeah. It was really funny how that worked. But yeah, so they both do it. My dad is a teacher full-time, so he doesn't do it full-time, but he does do wedding photography. Yeah.
Where does he teach?
He teaches in Phoenix. I'm not sure what the name of the school is,
oh.
But yeah.
I was like, oh, maybe I know.
Yeah. I don't remember what the name of it is, but yeah, Phoenix.
So we kind of talked about your future a little bit with, like, you want to do this going forward and, like, at least for a year, maybe five.
Yeah.
Was your exact words.
Yes.
But is there anything else you want to do in your future? Like, what if you could paint a picture right now, what would it look like?
What my future would look like?
Yeah, what's your
ambition? For sure, it would start with a tour with some artist. I really want to go on tour in order to just like see the world more. I've only been overseas once and that was to Thailand this summer. So I really want to see more of the world. And so I think going on tour with an artist would be a good avenue in which to do that. But after that, the dream is to have a company that designs biomedical imaging devices for third world countries. So I want to be able to design both personal cameras and microscopes that will be used that are like extremely portable and cheap that people can use in third world countries to like monitor water or detect diseases early on or things like that. So I do a lot of research right now in biomedical imaging systems and really enjoy it a lot. And so I could definitely see myself pursuing that in the future full-time as a career.
Entrepreneur and a photographer.
Yeah.
Wild.
And like the medical imaging seems so different than like shooting concerts.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's very different
but,
for
yeah,
sure.
They're connected.
Yeah.
I'm trying to shoot you a harder question.
Yeah, what's your harder question?
Well, so it's the softer one. What's the coolest thing you've ever done?
The coolest thing I've ever done?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have two really big cool things that I think really stand out. I'd say one of them was in Thailand, we went to a village and we did family portraits. And that was really super cool, being able to go from hut to hut, being followed by Thailand families, and just taking portraits. That was so, so much fun. Really cool. And the other coolest thing I think I've ever done was be able to witness one of my best friend's baptism freshman year of college. He was a non-believer and sat next to me in engineering, and we started going to the same Bible study, and he ended up being baptized that year. And so that was like one of the coolest, I guess not one of the coolest things I've ever done, because I definitely didn't do anything there, but like whenever someone asks like favorite memory type questions or like what's the coolest thing you've ever seen, so I guess it's different than done, but seen, like that was like still is like the coolest memory I ever have was watching him get baptized.
Okay. So going off the coolest question, what's the hardest thing you've ever had to do?
The hardest thing I've ever had to do. Oh my gosh.
It maybe isn't the hardest thing, but it's like close to.
What's like a hard thing I've had to do?
What seemed like a really hard obstacle at the time that you were like, oh my gosh, how can I do this? Like,
If you were in an interview right now, how would you answer this question?
If I was in an interview,
what was your biggest obstacle and how did you overcome it?
If I was in an interview right now, I'd definitely relate it to whatever that company was looking for. But I don't know. I think one of the hardest things I've ever had to do is live alone for a summer. Mm. Yeah, the summer after freshman year, I lived alone and did research at U of A. And I hated that. Oh my gosh. I do not like living alone at all. Like, I'm really introverted, but, like, not that introverted. Like, I can't live alone at all. So, isolation is really hard for me. Yeah, I'd say that was the hardest thing I ever had to go through.
Living alone. Did you have any friends that were here for the summer?
I did not know very many people in Tucson at all. I knew, like, a couple acquaintances at the time, but
yeah.
No one that I would be, like, hey, come over,
yeah.
Let's just hang. Yeah.
That's really hard.
It was.
I would probably not last the whole summer.
Yeah, it was tough.
Or I'd call my mom, like, every day. I've done that before. When I'm alone. When I travel alone, I call my mom, like, every chance I can. Okay. What makes you proud? Like, what's, like, that's kind of a hardish question.
Yeah.
It could go anyway. But when you think of that, what do you
think? Yeah. I think one of the biggest things that makes me proud is photography and videography. I'm really proud of where I've come thus far in a year and a half and being able to go to Thailand and work for MTV and work for some of my favorite artists. Like, that's something I'm super proud about. But I'm mostly proud about that because it's something I had to, like, kind of take a risk on. I guess it wasn't, like, so much of a risk, but kind of, in the sense that I had, like, no money for a camera when I first started. And, like, didn't know how I was going to pay for, like, groceries or anything like that. But I was like, it's going to be an investment. And I think if I really, like, work hard, I can make something out of it if I invest into it. And so it's something I've put hundreds and hundreds of hours into. It's like learning about videography and editing. And so, yeah, I'm really proud of where I was able to come with that initial investment.
Do you have a really funny story or good story or any story that you want to share with us that is your go-to story?
My go-to story? Yeah, I have an embarrassing story. You want to hear an embarrassing story?
I thought you might bring this up.
No way.
Yeah, when I saw this, I was like, oh, I hope he does. But I'm not going to, like, bring it up for him.
Yeah, so I have a most embarrassing story, and it's quite fun. I used to dance a lot in high school, and still do. That's how I actually got the job, kind of, with MTV, is I had competed in that international competition in high school. So, I knew a lot of guys and was able to name drop to get that position. But, yeah, through dance. But in high school, like, early on, I had always done sports. My dad played college football, so I've, like, always grown up around athletics. Ran track, ran cross country, played basketball. And so, like, working out and being pushed was, like, normal for me, for sure. But, like, junior year of high school, I did my first, like, intense dance workout. That's a thing, and I didn't know that was a thing prior. But I went to... Yeah, I was, like, downtown in a studio, and I just went through, like, one of the worst workouts that I've ever gone through ever, and I didn't know that, like, I don't know, I didn't even know you had some of these muscles that we were working, like, at all, and so, Yeah, it was tough, and I was so sore after it. But later that night, I woke up in the middle of the night and had the most intense pain I've ever felt, ever. I thought my appendix had ruptured, and I wobbled into my mom's room, and I was like, Mom, I need to go to the hospital, like, right now. Like, I'm in pain, my appendix is broken forever, and it just needs to be fixed. And so we rushed to the hospital and to the emergency room. And they were like, yeah, we told them what was wrong. And they're like, oh my gosh, your appendix is ruptured. We'll immediately do tests. And like, they put me on the rolling chair thing. And they did all these tests. And it took like an hour or two for them to get back. And I was just like laying there in the bed. They put me on a bunch of pain medicine. And they finally came back, and they're like, yeah, we're so sorry, but your appendix has not ruptured. You just have sore abs. And
so, did they say, like, you just have sore abs?
Yeah.
How could they tell that they were
so
sore?
I don't know. We had told them what kind of had happened, and we're like, it was, like, can an intense workout do that? Like, can it rupture your appendix?
Kind of dance class did you take?
It was
like Zumba?
No, it was like a hip hop.
Oh, okay, cool.
Popping class. Yeah. I've just never done, I don't know.
What made you decide to do that? So you're
going to ask. No, I was going to say, how did you respond to the people who told you that?
I was like, okay. I appreciate your time.
We're
going to go.
Yeah, like, okay.
Oh man. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. My mom hasn't made fun of me yet for it, but I'm sure she does.
Well, Christina, here's your time.
Yeah, here's your time. Yeah, oh my gosh. It was quite an event.
That's funny. What was your question?
Oh, what made you decide to do that class? Like, had you done hip hop before? Or were
you
just like, oh, I'm just gonna go take a hip hop class?
No.
See if I can.
Yeah, I danced a lot in high school and competed a lot. With a part of a crew, I was in Los Angeles like pretty often from Phoenix, would go over to LA and compete. But I started out on YouTube. Like, I watched a video on YouTube and thought it was really cool and spent a couple months like watching YouTube videos and, like, teaching myself, and finally went downtown, like, found a group that did it and went downtown and started dancing with them, took a class with a dancer there, became good friends, and ended up joining a crew and, yeah, dancing a lot. It was super cool because I was able to compete in a lot of international competitions. I was able to compete against, like, Japan, South Korea, mm-hmm. Germany, South Africa, so many different places. It was really fun, super rad. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, it was like straight out of a Step Up movie. It was so cool being a part of it for the little bit that I was. But
dang, do you think you'll ever do it again?
Probably not. I'll probably never take it as seriously as I did. It's just, I have a lot of respect for those kind of artists because it's just not. There's just not a high success rate, and even those dancers that are very successful still do not make a lot at all. So it's just always a struggle, and yeah. So I don't know if I'll ever have time to pursue that again. Yeah. So with just the other things that I'm doing, I'm more passionate about engineering and more passionate about videography, so definitely pursue those first.
Cool. Well, thanks for coming on our podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You're super cool.
Okay.
We're gonna plug our social media real quick, and then we're gonna go.
Yep.
All right.
Well, follow our Instagram. podcast.qlc,
and we have an email, which is also podcast.qlc@gmail.com, and we also have a Facebook, which is Quarter Life Crisis, and please go rate us on Apple Podcasts. a few of you have done that. Actually, more have recently, which is super cool. So that super helps us out for some reason. I don't know why. Anyway, so please go rate us. And thanks for listening
to
this week. Bye.
Bye-bye.